Greetings, brethren, and welcome to the fall holiday season of 2023. 38 years have now passed since Mr. Armstrong kept his last fall holiday season in 1985. My wife and I had been studying church literature that year, and our first time attending a church service was in the Worldwide Church of God was January of 1986, within a week or so of Mr. Armstrong's death. God called us out of this world's religious confusion, and it took a wholehearted approach on our part, or we could never have walked away from our family and friends. But we were learning so many things. God was opening our minds to that we have never really looked back and with any regret. When I found myself on the schedule to give an offering message, I wasn't sure just what to give it on at first, although the fact that it's an offertory message narrows it down. I started thinking about what I call the three A's of giving an offering. So my three points are, number one, attitude, number two, action, and number three, the amount. For the first point of attitude, let's turn to Psalm 119 and verse 2. Psalm 119 verse 2 says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." So God wants us to have a wholehearted approach, just as we needed that when we first came into God's church. We had to be wholehearted about it if we were going to continue to attend. And it says we are blessed for that kind of attitude. Now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 24, and we'll read verses 6 and 7. Jeremiah 24, verse 6 says, "For I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart." When I read this scripture, especially that last part, "they'll return unto me with their whole heart," it makes me think of what we're going to need in these end days. God is going to have to gather his people together in a place of protection very soon, and I'm sure we're going to be there with our whole heart. Wholehearted approach. We'll be thankful that God has taken us there, and I'm sure that our minds are going to be of like mind. We're not going to be all deciding, well, did Mr. Armstrong really fulfill that role of the apostle, or was it somebody else? All of us will agree on that. When God first called us, we had to commit to following him wholeheartedly to become members of the Church of God. On my second point, or the second A, is for action, and it is very much tied to our attitude. So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16, and we'll read verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 14, and it says, "Thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God, in the place that God shall choose, because the Lord thy God has bless thee in all thy increase and in all thy works of thy hands, therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. This is a free will offering, but we are commanded to give an offering. It does show God our attitude, but this brings me to the last point, which is the amount that we give. So for that point, let's turn to back to the New Testament. We'll turn to the book of Mark. We'll read Mark chapter 12 and verse 38. And it says, "And he said unto them in his doctrine," or his teaching, "Beware the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplace and chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. They shall receive greater damnation." And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they all did cast in of their abundance, but her of her want did she cast in all that she had, even all her living." So that was quite an attitude. So the amount that we give really is dependent on our attitude. And then, of course, our action. The poor widow was wholehearted in what she gave. So why does God have us do this year after year? Consider that God has given us absolutely everything. He gave us an apostle for this end time who was very much wholehearted in everything that he did. And Mr. Armstrong gave as the poor widow did. He gave his life in service to God and God's people. God is teaching us to be more like he is. He wants us in our actions to show our wholehearted approach in living his way of life. In our dealings with others, do we reflect our Father in heaven? God is a giving Father, and he is teaching us to be like him. So our attitude toward giving, our action in our daily lives, and the amount that we give of ourselves to God, show him that we want to be just like our Father.